Welcome to
In It Together.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Courtney. And this is our podcast where we discuss mental health and self-improvement from a couple's perspective.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. I'm so excited to be here today. Yep. Always.
Yeah, when are you not excited to be here?
I know. I just, you know what I love? I love being able to have this time with you and just talk and share these conversations. And it's almost like my sweet little treat. I get you all to myself so we can talk.
You get me all to yourself all the time. I'm the one that shares a lot of you.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Yeah, between the kids and you know, clients and job, all the stuff.
Yeah. But you know what? Our time is more special. You know, if it's sometimes when you have something all the time, you just don't really appreciate it as much. So I'm just happy today. I'm grateful to be able to be here.
Well, gratitude changes attitude. That's what they say, right?
Gratitude is one of the most powerful emotions. Didn't you tell me that?
Yeah, it's something very, very powerful. So if you're practicing gratitude, it's one of those things that kind of like the saying, right? It really does change your attitude. And no matter how you are feeling or where you are in time, there's always something to be grateful for. And it really does change your vibration and helps you, you know, look at the bright side of things.
We should do a podcast on that so I can explain the science behind it and why gratitude is so strong. That would be something to talk about.
I think that would be a great topic to touch on. And well, our topic today is kind of the opposite of that, talking about fatigue and in particular
empathy
fatigue, which funny that we kind of started on this whole gratitude thing, but talk about empathy fatigue and what it is. And, you know, we're going to explore that and the reason why we're exploring that today.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's no better time than right now to talk about what is happening with a lot of people. When you have social media, you are constantly inundated with updates, news, tragedy, all of these things. And our brains are not equipped to be processing and taking in that external stimuli at such a fast rate without having time to process and integrate. And in time, our bodies can have empathy fatigue where we just feel numb. We feel like, I don't care. Maybe even people around us are like, wow, you know, great response over that. You don't even seem to care. And it's just your nervous system is lacking the capacity to be able to express empathy for another because you're so completely drained, you know, and with everything that's been happening, I feel like this is something collectively I'm seeing a lot of.
Yeah, I think I definitely feel empathy fatigue this week. A lot of things happened. And I know we want to stay relevant, but we don't want to like really, there's enough out there. And I know a lot, our podcast gets, you know, repeated. So I know what happened this week is going to be much different from what's going to happen next week, next month. So whenever you hear the podcast, obviously, we want to be relevant, but we also don't want to really touch upon certain subjects that are current events. We've done that a little bit, but we try to be generalized and just give you guys what we think you need, especially with what's going on.
We want to give you the tools to help you navigate and, you know, just to feel equipped with whatever's happening. All of the events that are happening right now, the tragedies, they're all around you. You're inundated with it. They're in the news. They're on your social media. They're on your Facebook feed, your friends, your family, your coworkers. They're all talking about it. It's even on the radio to work. So we don't want to talk or give you all the angles you're already hearing. We'd rather sit here and talk about how that affects you, what you can do about it, what you may be experiencing. So we're trying to touch upon these things that are happening from an angle that gives you something tangible to work with so you don't feel so helpless and feel so, you know, hopeless with what's happening.
Yeah, and the reality is tragedies happen all the time, right? These things happen all the time. We're living in a time and place where we're more interconnected than ever before. Social media is something that has taken off and it's in the living room of every person, and kids are exposed to it. Adults obviously are inundated with it. So it's something, again, a lot of these things are front and center like never before. You know, it used to be you got the news from the 9 o'clock or, you know, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever it was, depending on how old you are. But
wait a minute.
So that's where we got our information, right? Then you'd wait at the end of the evening news, and that's where the breaking news would happen, and they would curate the news for you. Now we're in a time where, you know, you get inundated with it. Like, as soon as something happens, it's in your news feed, it's in your news breaks, it's on your phone, it's in your computer, it's everywhere. So again, not to really be specific into what's been going on lately, because again, we've been inundated with it. We're just talking about like what happens to us humans when we get so much of this information and we feel like we have to react to every piece of information. And that's where that fatigue comes into play.
Yeah, empathy fatigue. And here's the thing. Back in the day, right, that fun little statement, we made the conscious decision to say, what's happening on the news? Let me change the channel and go there. Like, we had say and choice. Ignorance, you don't get to rely on, oh, I didn't catch the news yesterday. Sorry about that. It's just there. And so some of us are, you know, being jump scared. You go on your phone, you go on the computer, and just boom, it's right there in front of you. And you were just going to look at some funny cat videos or something, or a cooking thing. You know, you were trying to escape, but there's no escape anymore because you're just escaping into chaos at times and things like that. And so your brain just really starts to struggle. You're taking in all of this external stimuli. Your, you know, amygdala is fired up. You got all of these neurochemicals in your system that are pumping. You're stuck in your autonomic nervous system, and you're just kind of like constantly scrolling because you're in a state, right? And that can cause you, that can mimic the freeze state where your body just kind of stays where it is and it's not able to move past that. And unfortunately, we are then perceived by how we respond and how we choose to or not choose to react to certain situations. If you don't start talking about all the terrible things, and you aren't showing solidarity, and you aren't sharing all these things, then you're a terrible person. And if you're sharing all of these things, then you're X, Y, and Z. So it's really challenging for a nervous system to try to navigate these waters because there's no clear-cut navigation. There's no direction for you to go in, and you're constantly having to tiptoe, and that can make someone feel completely exhausted and numb. And that's your body and your nervous system protecting you. It's like, look, no matter what you do, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So we're just going to shut down now, and whatever happens, it's just not going to affect you because right now you're just out of empathy. Your tank is on E.
Yeah, we need to save our empathy for our personal struggles and our personal journey. And, you know, giving too much of ourselves to things that aren't in our immediate circle is a danger to us, you know, because a lot of people, and this is something I deal with the kids all the time. I tell you only have so much energy, right? So much mental focus. We need to take that mental focus and really concentrate on the things that we can change and that we can affect, and not focus so much on the things that are outside of our control, because that's what happens, right? Things that are completely outside of our control, we're putting so much of our mental energy, so much of our mental focus into, you know, whether it's one tragedy or another, or a situation, a political affiliation, a religious affiliation, whatever you're getting inundated with, if you put too much emphasis into that, then that will drain you.
Anything that you do too much of is going to drain you. It is perfectly okay to take a step back and say, I can't do anything more about this situation right now, and I need to reconnect with myself. When you have empathy fatigue, the best thing that you can do is remove yourself from all of the situations where empathy is required in your draining, because you can only do it for yourself. Get yourself out in nature. Connect with greenery for an hour a day. Go outside and sit in the grass. Go look at some trees. Get off your phone. Schedule that time to decompress and reconnect with yourself. Read a good book, an adventure story, a mystery, something that has nothing to do with what's going on in this world. Because this world is heavy, and it's going to get heavier. And the only way that we can show up each and every day and be the change and do something that can actually, you know, make a difference is if we can show up our whole selves. We're doing no good by losing ourselves on social media and arguing with random people. We're just losing ourselves in that process. And that is where that fatigue comes from. You know, taking a step back, it's okay. It doesn't make you a bad person.
Yeah, and it's okay to not exacerbate an already tense and emotional situation, right? It's okay. I guess if anything you get out of this podcast, it's okay to feel however you need to feel. And sometimes that means that, you know, you don't care. And that's what we're talking about with this empathy fatigue, right? Sometimes you get to the point where you feel like you don't care. And then you get, you know, you feel the guilt around, I should care. This is an important, you know, this is something important, or this is, you know, someone's life has been taken, or whatever the case may be. It's important to understand that, again, if it's not in your immediate circle, it's okay to feel bad and have an opinion or feel a certain way about it, but don't get over involved in this stuff, because these things have happened forever, you know, since the human race has been out here doing what we do, there's been tragedies.
And the reality is that while you're losing yourself in something that you do not have immediate control over changing, you have a family that needs you. You have children that are waiting for you. You have little kids that want you to play games. You can't sit there and play a video game with your kid or play imaginary play or do anything with them, because all you want to do is run to your room and get on your phone and scroll and get lost in life. Get lost in situations and tragedies and things of that nature that, you know, you as one being can't make a huge difference, but you can make a difference in your home. And there could be two or three or four other people in your home that are going to leave and be better because of that. That's where your difference comes in. And that's where they can pour back into that cup. I'm not saying to not do anything. I'm not saying sign the petitions, right? Go to rallies if that's something that you want to be on. Reach out, write letters. Do those things when you feel like you can, but all of the other things that you're losing yourself in have no value. They really don't. The value is in action, right? The value is what steps can I actually take today to do something? When you do that, there is a beginning, middle, and an end. And guess what? When you finish something that you started out to do, that hits the reward center in your brain and you get some nice dopamine. Wow, that feels good. And guess what? You're not going to feel as fatigued because you're giving back to yourself. As humans, we want to be accomplished. We're not accomplished when we're just losing ourselves in situations and things that we don't have anything tangible to lead with.
No, absolutely. I'll go back to my statement about you need to focus on the things you have ultimate control over. And again, as a parent, like us as parents, we have control over making sure our children understand what's going on, how to process their emotions around what's going on, how to be accessible and open to being the change, right? But changing their worlds within their control and not worrying so much about the bigger, I don't want to say worrying about the bigger picture because that's probably not a good generalization. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we want to think about the bigger picture, but really focus in our energy on what we have control over and not get overstimulated with the noise that really, again, we don't have a lot of ability to change or control.
Yeah, and you know what? You can give yourself time. You can say, you know what? I'm going to give myself today a half hour, 40 minutes. And that's what I'm going to allow myself to kind of get involved in, you know, find the things, call the things out, you know, stand on my business, right? You know, your morals, values, and beliefs. Give yourself a little bit of time every day. That's okay. But have discipline with that and what you're going to allow yourself to do. And have parameters as to what that's going to look like. This is where boundaries come into play. Because empathy fatigue happens because there's no boundary. There's no barrier. There's no discipline. You're just losing yourself. And that's why your body's becoming exhausted.
And I guess what we're saying really is when you, we're giving you the term so you understand what happens to your body, right? So once you recognize that you have empathy fatigue, then the best thing you can do is the digital detox, the stepping away, like you said, step away from the things that are draining you and go back to your internal measures and your, you know, like the grounding and the meditation, whatever it is that you do. Like, I'm a big proponent of just getting out and walking. We've talked about that, right? The bilateral stimulation, yep, is something that we talk about all the time, and it's a huge part of what I believe helps, you know, me, helps you, just getting out and walking and processing your emotions, processing the things that are affecting you. So when you, so it's okay to be in that state. The what we're saying is we have to recognize when we're there and then do something productive about that.
Exactly. And sometimes we as humans believe that we have to do something. Like, oh, this is terrible. I have to watch it. I have to do all of these things that are happening, and I have to go over here, and then I have to engage over here. You have permission. You have permission. You can give yourself permission to say, not today. I don't have the space right now. Maybe tomorrow. You know what? That's something that's really interesting to me, and I have something really important to say, but do I have the emotional capacity to carry that today? Or is it going to take for me? Let me write that down in my notebook, right? This is what you used to tell me. It's your time. You probably want to focus on yourself, you know, really focus on taking care of yourself. Right now is not the time to do that, honey. You would tell me that all the time. And then I started on my phone a little notebook of, hey, let me think about this next time, or this popped in my brain. That's okay. You have permission to slow things down and take pause. And you don't have to do what everybody else is doing. You don't have to partake in those things. You can take a step back, because I think you've taught me this. And I was just talking about this on a live the other day. And I was talking about the closer you are to a problem, to a situation, to anything, the less you can see. It's like holding a piece of paper right up to your face. You can't see what's written on that piece of paper until you pull the piece of paper about 12 inches away from you. You can really see everything that's on that page. That's the same thing with current events. That's the same thing with any situation you're dealing with anybody. And that also helps prevent empathy fatigue, because you can take a moment, right? Remember how we always talk about spoons, right? Is, do I have enough spoons for this today?
Yeah, absolutely. And taking the measures, once you do find yourself in that fatigue, taking those breaks from whatever it is, it's okay. Like you said, you have permission to do what you need to do for yourself without feeling any guilt. It's okay for you to say, hey, I've had enough of this for right now. I need to take care of myself, and be a little selfish about that, because the only person that's going to take care of you is you. And that's important. So make sure that you're taking care of you as the number one.
Absolutely. And if you find yourself struggling with empathy fatigue or anything like that, and you're feeling alone and lost, we have our own private little community for our podcast where people are talking. We have a chat in there. There's posts. I come in there. We talk. There's Zooms and stuff. Sometimes we just need to heal together. You know, I always say we were not, quote unquote, and I hate saying this, but you'll get where I'm going, broken by the hand of one person. And that means we're going to heal by the hands of many. And so sometimes we just need that sense of community, and that's what we're building. So if you're struggling with that, I've linked it below in the episode, and come join us, have a conversation.
Yeah, we have a Patreon community that we established it some time ago. Obviously we've been off the air for some time, so we're revamping that, revitalizing that. What the plan moving forward is, we're going to have special episodes, more of us, like a More of Us podcast, where we're going to give you a little bit more, and maybe we'll go into a little bit more depth of specific topics, or topics that you guys have brought to us and said, hey, you know, we want to talk about this, or utilize the chat, because there's a lot of chat in there as well. So
exactly.
Come on to Patreon, join us there. That helps us support the podcast so we can continue making episodes for you guys. It also gives you a community of like-minded people doing the same thing in the same healing journey that you can join. So it's important to have those things. So when you come out of your digital detox, right, and you're ready to start a new path, a new journey, surround yourself with like-minded people. Surround yourself with people that are more interested in forward development than in what's comfortable and what's out there now.
And I think you just made a really good point. You clarified too. It's not about just finding like-minded people, but it's finding people that think like you with the intention of how can we expand and move forward with this. And I love how you said that, because sometimes we get ourselves stuck and we surround ourselves with people that we believe are just like us and think like us. And that's fantastic. But if there isn't development moving forward in how we think, we're going to stay there, right? And that also contributes to empathy fatigue, because you're around all of it all of the time. And it's really helpful when you can have someone that's in your circle or someone that you communicate with that's like, hey, take my hand. Let's kind of move forward with this. How do you want to address this? You know, how do you want to move forward with this? forward movement is where healing takes place, because emotions are energy in motion and they need movement and they need change, because otherwise they become stagnant. And that contributes to just feeling shut down, tired, and, you know, numb in a lot of, you know, situations.
No, thank you for that clarification. You're 100% on point with that. You want to surround yourself with people, well, that have different ideas, that have different beliefs, that have different ways of thinking, because that's how we expand. And it's important that we don't surround ourselves with just the same minded people, right? But people that are on their own journey and finding their own way and can contribute to your journey by sharing that with you. We talked about leading, right? Leading our healing. Sometimes we could use the help of another to help down that journey. So, you know, join us in that community. Hope we see you there.
So guys, if you aren't following me already, you can find me on TikTok at ask.courtney, on Instagram at ask.courtney_, and on YouTube at ask.courtney. And if you'd like to be a guest on a future podcast, you can reach us at podcast@epiphanymedia.com.
We'd love to hear your stories, guys, so make sure to reach out. And as always, we're all in this together, so stay safe.
Remember, there's no shame in asking for help.
Till next time.